واحدة فخلق منها زوجها فبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله خير الهدى هدى محمد إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Then to continue with the Lum'at al-Ittiqad, the Book of Creed and Belief, compiled by the famous Imam Muwaffaq al-Din Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah. Then we were towards the end of the long section on the obligation of having Iman in whatever is established with regard to the ghaib, with regard to the hidden and the unseen. And we had a number of affairs with regard to the ghaib of the past and of the future, and we had a number of affairs from the affairs of the ghaib which will occur on the day of resurrection. So in the previous lesson we had, for example, the establishment of the scales, the mizan, upon which the deeds will be weighed. We had the affair of the scrolls of deeds being laid open. And we had that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be given a hawd, a great collection of water, a tank or a reservoir of water, which is huge, from which the believers who follow truly his way will be given a drink. And then after that section, then the Imam Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, he continues this section with some of the other affairs and the other things that will occur on the day of resurrection, which are established in text. So he continues on what occurs in the Egyptian edition on page 218 and in the Saudi edition on page 213, that the Imam rahimahullah, he said, وَالصِّرَاطُ حَقٌّ يَجُوزُهُ الْأَبْرَارُ وَيَزِلُّ عَنْهُ الْفُجَّارُ. He said, and the sirat, the bridge over the fire, is true. The righteous will cross over it, and the wicked will slip off it. So this is the first of the two matters that we will cover today, inshaAllah, the matter of the sirat, the bridge over hellfire, and the second which will follow, being ash-shafa'ah, the intercession. So this first one, and to repeat, that the author Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, he said, and the sirat, the bridge over the fire, is true. The righteous will cross over it, and the wicked will slip off it. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said, in explanation, likewise, from the actions on the day of resurrection, and from its terror, is as-sirat, is the bridge, and the passing over it. And then he defines what is the sirat. He said, and the sirat is the bridge and the causeway laid across the upper part of Jahannam, across the upper part of the hellfire. All of the people will have to cross it. كلهم ولا يحملهم عليه, because there's a slight printing error here, the la should come after the well. كلهم ولا يحملهم عليه إلا أعمالهم. He said,
all of the people will have to cross over it, and nothing will carry them upon it. I said, nothing will carry them over it except for their deeds. So from them there will be some who will pass like a flash of lightning, and from them there will be those who pass like the wind with its speed, in accordance with the strength of their deeds. And from them there will be those who will pass like a swift horse. Of this whole list now, getting slower and slower, the fastest, those people who will cross the bridge over the fire like a flash of lightning, and the next like the wind, and then those who will cross like a swift horse, and from them will be those who pass like camel riders, and from them will be those who run upon foot, and from them will be those who walk, and from them will be those who crawl. The weaker a person's deeds are, then the weaker his crossing will be. And from them will be those who will be snatched from it and thrown down into the hellfire, because his deeds will be unable to carry him over the bridge. So he will fall into the hellfire. And Allah's refuge is so. Shaykh al-Fawzan, in the footnote here, they mention, refer to the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu, reported by Muslim, in the book of Iman. In the hadith, that mentions the different categories of people and how fast or slowly they will pass over the bridge. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said, and this is just as occurs in his saying, He the Most High, and then he quotes a number of ayahs from Surah Maryam, the 19th Surah, ayahs 68-71. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ ثُمَّ لَنُحْضِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمَ جِثِيَّةً ثُمَّ لَنَنْزِعَنَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شِيْئَةٍ أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَنِ إِتِيَّةً ثم لنحن أعلم بالذين هم أولى بها سليا وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا. The ayahs with the explanation, so by your Lord we shall certainly raise them along with their devils, then we shall bring them upon their knees. Or as he said, you know, what the explanation is, then we shall bring them around the hellfire upon their knees. Then we shall certainly take out from every group of people those who are most insolent in rebellion against the Most Merciful. And then we know best who most deserves to be punished in the fire. And there is not one of you except that he will have to cross it. This is a decree which your Lord must certainly accomplish. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan, as we said, these ayahs being from Maryam, the 19th Surah, ayah 68-71, Shaykh al-Fawzan explains some words from the last ayah. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ, with the explanation, and there is not one of you. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this covers the believers and the unbelievers. And he's saying, إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, with the meaning except that he will have to cross it. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning the hellfire, Jahannam. And he said, and this crossing is the crossing upon the Sirat. This crossing is the crossing upon the bridge. Then he mentioned the next ayah. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَغَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِدِيَّةً. Ayah 72, with the explanation, then we will save those who feared and were dutiful to their Lord, and we will leave the wrongdoers in it upon their knees. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, in it, meaning they will fall down into the fire, and Allah's refuge is sought. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama, he moves on to the second matter here, and he says, وَيَشْفَعُ نَبِيُّنَا مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ فِي مَنْ دَخَلَ النَّارَ مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ. He said, and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for those of his nation who have entered the fire from those who were guilty of major sins, from Ahlul Kabair. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafizahullah, he mentioned the explanation of the second point, ash-shafa'a, intercession. He said, الشفاعه, intercession. In the language, so he gives a definition of the word الشفاعه as it occurs in the Arabic language. He said, in the language, it is to mediate for the accomplishment of something good. To mediate or to intercede for something good to be accomplished. This is الشفاعه. This is intercession. And it may be mediating for something evil. In the language, it can be used for either. Someone can intermediate or intercede for someone for a good purpose or for an evil purpose. It can be used either way. And he gives an evidence for that. He said, just as he, the Most High, said, مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِنْهَا. Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, Ayah 85. The explanation, whoever intercedes for a good cause, then he will have reward for it. And whoever intercedes for an evil cause, then he will have a share in its sin. And then Shaykh al-Fawzan moves on to mention some examples of interceding for an evil cause. So he said, and from evil intercession is intercession with regard to the hudud, intercession with regard to the prescribed punishment, for the prescribed punishment to be discarded. Also meaning that somebody has been established, the prescribed punishment in Islam needs to be applied, whether it's chopping the head or chopping the hand or the like. Then someone comes along and tries to intercede with the ruler and gets him to drop it, tries to persuade him to drop it, leave it off because this person is a noble person or is a friend of mine or is a relative of mine, leave it, don't apply it. So Shaykh said, give this as an example, he said, from evil intercession is intercession with regard to the hudud, prescribed punishment. That the prescribed punishment should be dropped. This is an evil intercession and Allah's refuge is sought. In opposition to the judgment of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. So then he said, this is what ash-shafa'ah, intercession, is in origin. In the language, and when intercession occurs in this world, that's what it means. Someone coming along to intercede for somebody else, for a good purpose, or it could be for an evil purpose. Then he says, as for intercession, ash-shafa'ah, in the hereafter, then it is a du'a, supplication. I mean, there's a session that occurs in the day after, it will be supplication, du'a. And that is that Allah will honor, Allah the Perfect and Most High, will honor some of His servants by accepting His supplication for the one He is interceding for. So that in the hereafter, that's what it means, that Allah will have certain righteous servants, that He accepts their supplication. They make supplication for someone in the hereafter, and Allah accepts that supplication. That is what will be intercession in the hereafter. Then Shaykh al-Awzan, Hafidhullah, he mentions the conditions for that to occur. And ash-shafa'a, intercession, occurs with two conditions. I mentioned the first. With the permission of Allah, the Majestic and Most High, or the one who is interceding. And then he mentions the second condition. And with his being pleased with the one who is being interceded for, that he should be from the people of Tawheed and Iman. That he should be from the people who worship Allah alone, people of Tawheed, and the people of true faith and Iman. As for the unbeliever, the kafir, then intercession will not be accepted for him. And the Shaykh Khawdan, Hafizullah, he quotes three ayahs to prove this. Intercession will not benefit unbelievers. Firstly, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ Surah Al-Muddathir, 74th Surah, Ayah 48. With the explanation of the intercession of those who intercede will not benefit them. And of course, the second of the two ayahs, will not be the two ayahs of the quote. وَأَنْبِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْآزِفَ إِذِ الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحَنَاجِرِ كَاذِمِينَ مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعُ. Surah Al-Ghafir, the 40th Surah, Ayah 18. With the exclamation, and warn them of the day of resurrection which is drawing near, when the hearts will be in the throats. Next thing is mentioned because of the fear on that day. Because the fear that people will have, their hearts will rise into their throats. And they will not exit through their mouths, and they will not be able to go back to their places. They will be stuck in their throats. So warn them of the day of resurrection which is drawing near, when the hearts will be stuck in the throats. The wrongdoing unbelievers will have no friend, nor any intercessor who will be listening to. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so intercession, ash-shafa'a, will only be for the people of Iman, for the true believers. And then again he explained what it involves. He said, and it is that Allah will honor some of His servants by accepting His intercession and His mediation and His supplication, such that it will benefit the one He intercedes for, if he is from the people of Iman, from the people of true faith. In one reason, the second point is from people through faith. Then it will benefit him. Then he moves on to another intercession. Having here mentioned the intercession for the people the believers who entered the fire, he is taken out, he moves on and says, the second intercession from that which is specific to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or this being the second one, the first one being what came before in the book, with regard to the major intercession, which came about two lessons ago, with regard to the major intercession, which is the intercession which is al-Maqam al-Mahmood, the place where they're standing, that the people, as we heard, the people will be standing waiting for the resurrection to take place for 50,000 years, and the people will go to to each of the Prophets in turn. Finally, they will go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will intercede for the resurrection to take place, for the judgment to take place. So that's the first intercession. Then he mentions the second intercession. From that which is specific to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his intercession with regard to the people of Paradise, the people of Jannah. That they should enter into Paradise. So the first, correct what I said before, then the first intercession is the major intercession, which is specific to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he will intercede with Allah, make dua to Allah, that the judgment should begin. The second one here, as the Shaykh said, is second intercession, which is also specific to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his intercession with regard to the people of Paradise, that they should enter Paradise. So the first one, the first person who will request that the gate of Paradise is opened, will be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَوَّلُ مَنْ يَدْخُلُهَا, as I put here, يَدْخُلُهُمْ in this edition, but it's wrong, it should be يَدْخُلُهَا, the first of those who will enter it, entering the Paradise, from the nations, will be his nation, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So he will intercede for the people of Paradise, that they should enter into Paradise. And its gates will be opened up for them, through his intercession, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he mentioned a third intercession, particular to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, and from the intercessions which are particular to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his interceding for his paternal uncle, Abu Talib. This is specific to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Abu Talib was an unbeliever. He died upon unbelief, kufr, upon the religion of Abdul Muttalib, which was the worship of idols. However, because of the stances which he took with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of his defense of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will therefore intercede for him on the day of resurrection, that punishment should be lessened for him. He will not intercede for him that he should be taken out of the fire, because it is not possible for the unbeliever to exit from the fire. However, he will intercede for his uncle Abu Talib for the lessening of the punishment for him. So therefore he will be in a shallow part of the fire, or he will have upon the sole of his foot a burning coal from the fire, which will cause his brain to boil. He will not think that there is anyone from the people of the fire receiving a more severe punishment than him, even though he is the one who receives the lightest punishment from the people of the fire. Abu Talib, from the severity of the punishment he receives, he will think he is getting the most severe punishment in the fire, but in reality it is the lightest punishment of anyone in the fire. Sheikh said, this intercession is particular to the Messenger from Allah alayhi wa sallam, and specific for his uncle, specific for Abu Talib. As for the rest of the unbelievers, then no one will intercede for them, and the interceding of those who intercede will not benefit them. And then Shaykh Razan moves on to mention an intercession, as mentioned here, two intercessions which are particular to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in addition to the first one, in addition to the greater intercession for the judgment to begin, and secondly the intercession for the people of Paradise to enter into Paradise, and thirdly for the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his uncle Abu Talib. Then he moves on and mentions intercessions which are shared, which are carried out by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and carried out by others beside him. So he said, and from the intercessions which are shared is intercession with regard to the Ahlul Kabair, those guilty of major sins, those who deserve to enter into the fire. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will intercede, and the Prophet, and the righteous ones, will intercede for those people, that they should not enter the fire. Or if they have already entered into the fire, and have been punished in it, he will intercede for them to be taken out from it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede, and others from the Prophets will intercede, and the righteous people will intercede. So he will intercede for them by making dua, making supplication, and by humbly beseeching Allah that they should be taken out from the fire. So Allah will accept his intercession and will take them out from the fire. And this intercession is for the Ahlul Kabair. It's for those people guilty of major sins. And is particular to the people of Iman. Particular to the people of true faith, the believers. In those believers who committed major sins and deserve to enter the fire because of them. And Imam Ibn Qudamah, rahimahullah, he continued, فيخرجون بشفاعته بعد ما احترقوا وصاروا فحما وحمما فيدخلون الجنة بشفاعته. He said, so they will come out through his intercession after they have been consumed by the fire and have become charcoal and carbonized. So they will enter into paradise through his intercession. Shaykh al-Ghazan, hafizahullah, he said, the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, which are these two deviant sects who deny this point. He said, the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they deny the intercession for the Ahlul Kabair. They deny the intercession for those guilty of major sins. Because they judge that the person who is guilty of major sin is an unbeliever. So that therefore intercession will not benefit them in their view. And they say, whoever enters the fire will not come out from it. And this being the speech of the Mu'tazila and the Khawarij, say those guilty of major sins in the hereafter, they will be unbelievers, they will be people of the hellfire, so therefore intercession will not benefit them, and anyone who enters the fire will never come out from it. Anyone who goes in will not come out. That's their thing. Shaykh al-Fawzan commented and said, this is a false and futile position. Rather, whoever enters the fire from the people of Tawheed and the people of Iman, the faith, فَإِنَّهُ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. And there's a rather unfortunate printing error here. It says, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. It should be the opposite, obviously. فَإِنَّهُ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَلَا يَخْرُجُ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. He said, rather, whoever enters the fire from the people of Tawheed and the people of Iman through faith, then he will come out from it and he will not remain in it forever. Only the people of unbelief and shirk will remain forever in the fire, and Allah's refuge is sure. As for the people of Tawheed who committed sins, and those who were guilty of kabair, of major sins, then they, if they enter into the fire because of their sins, they will not remain forever in it. And then he mentions what will happen to the different categories or different classes of what will happen to them. He says, rather they will come out from it, either through the intercession of those who intercede, or by the mercy of the most merciful one of those who show mercy, or because their punishment reaches its end. It's one of these three things. There are people of Tawheed, people of Iman, and they are entered into the fire because of their sins. They will eventually come out through one of these things, either through the intercession of those who intercede, or through the mercy of Allah the Most High, or because their punishment reaches its appointed end. So they will come out from the fire, burnt like charcoal, or like something black which has been burnt. So they will be cast into a river at the gate of paradise, which is called Nahr al-Hayat, the river of life. So their bodies will sprout, and then they will be granted permission to enter into paradise. And then the Imam Ibn Qudam, rahmahullah, he continued, وَلِسَائِرَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ شَفَاعَاتٌ. And the rest of the Prophet and the believers and the angels will have intercession. Shaykh Fawzan said in explanation, for the like of those people, and for the like of the people just mentioned, those people of Iman, the believers, who committed major sins and entered into the fire, or deserved to enter into the fire. So he said, for the like of those people, there will be intercessions which are not particular to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, they are shared. The angels will intercede, and the prophets will intercede, and the messengers, and the awliya, the beloved and obedient servants of Allah, will intercede, and the salihun, the righteous. However, two conditions are essential. And then again, the Shaykh mentions the two conditions which are essential for shafa and for intercession to take place. That the intercession occurs with the permission of Allah, and that the one who is being interceded for be from the people of Tawheed and from the people of Iman. Then he moves on to make another very important point and says, an intercession is to be sought from Allah. Intercession is to be requested from Allah. It cannot be requested from a created being. So you should say, oh Allah, Allahumma shafi' fiyya nabiyyuk. Allahumma shafi' fiyya nabiyyuk. Wa ibadika mu'mineen, Allahumma la tahrimni shafa'ata nabiyyika wa shafa'ati anbiya'ika wa ibadika mu'mineen. The Shaykh said, you should say, of the contrary to what many people do, the misguided, they ask the person himself to intercede for them. The Shaykh said, rather, intercession is to be sought from Allah. It cannot be sought from a created being. So you should say, O Allah, grant me the intercession of your Prophet and of your believing servants. O Allah, do not prevent me from the intercession of your Prophet and the intercession of your Prophet and the intercession of the believers. He said, so it is to be sought from Allah, the Majestic and Most High, because it is something which belongs to Allah. To mulk, to intercession is a belonging, it belongs and is owned by Allah. So he is the one to ask for it. Then Shaykh quotes the ayahs from Surah Zumar, 39th Surah, ayahs 43 to 44. أَمِتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَاءَ قُلْ أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ قُلِ اللَّهِ قل لله الشفاعة, قل لله الشفاعة جميعا, له ملك السماوات والأرض ثم إليه ترجعون. The eyes to eyes with the exclamation. Or do they take intercessors besides Allah, even though they do not have any power and they do not have any understanding? Say, intercession belongs to Allah. Say, all of intercession belongs to Allah. The sovereignty of the heavens and the earth is His, and then to Him you will be returned. Shaykh Razan said, so those people who turn to the graves and to the dead and seek intercession from them, this action of theirs is shirkun akbar. This action of theirs is major shirk. Asking, going to graves and asking dead, oh dead person, give me your intercession, I'll request intercession from him. This is major shirk. Nothing can be sought from a dead person. And intercession can be requested from a living person with the meaning of supplication, du'a. If you're alive and he's alive, the life of this world, he can request intercession, meaning asking to make du'a for you. Such that he then makes supplication to Allah, the Majestic and Most High, for you. And this intercession can occur from the people who are alive in the life of this world and in the hereafter. When you're alive in this world, you can ask somebody else who's alive in this world to make du'a for you. And likewise in the hereafter, on the day of the resurrection, when the people will be in the life of the hereafter, likewise. As for after death, then nothing can be sought from the dead person, neither intercession, nor supplication, nor anything else. So those people who turn to the graves and seek intercession from the dead and seek help from them and make sacrifices for them and make vows for them and seek blessings, biturbatihim, as it should be here, biturbatihim, and seek blessings from the soil of their graves, then this action of theirs is major shirk, which the messengers came to renounce. And jihad in Allah's cause was legislated in order to remove it. So nothing is to be sought from the graves. Rather, what is legislated with regard to the graves is to visit them, to take a lesson, and to make supplication for the dead believers. This is what is desired. As for visiting in order to seek intercession, or to seek help, or to seek provision, or to seek children, or to seek repelling the evil of enemies, then this is from major shirk, shirk and akbar. What do you mean there? Shirk, which is the first out of Islam. Going to the dead, by the grave, to seek these things from the dead, is major shirk. And it's a sin which will not be forgiven except through tawbah, except through repentance. In those who do that, their repentance, their sin will not be forgiven at all, except unless they repent from it. And the Shaykh said, and this was the shirk of the earlier people. Gone to the grave for these purposes, this was the shirk of the earlier people. Those whom Allah's Messenger from Allah alayhi wa sallam was sent to. He the Most High said, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْبَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاءُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Surah Yunus, the 10th Surah, Ayah 18, with the explanation, and they worship besides Allah that which cannot harm them and cannot benefit them. And they say, these ones are our intercessors, these ones are our intercessors with Allah. This ayah describing the shirk of the early people. there is lost involved. Seeking, going to the dead and seeking that intercession. So it describes it in worship of them. Then the Imam of Al-Qudama finishes the section with two small sentences. Firstly, beginning with an ayah. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ اَرْتَبَى وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ Ayah from Surah Al-Anbiya, 21st Surah, Ayah 28. And this is the Egyptian edition of self-continuation of the ayah, which is not actually a part of the text of the book. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ No doubt it's part of the ayah, but it's not included by the author in his book. It's been just slipped in here in this edition by mistake. قال تعالى ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى وهم من خشيته مشفقون سورة الأنبياء 24th Surah Ayah 28 with the explanation He the Most High said this ayah with the explanation and they will not intercede except for those Allah is pleased with and they are fearful and in awe of Him Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, meaning the angels. And this contains affirmation of the intercession. This contains affirmation of intercession for the angels. And that the angels will intercede. And that it cannot occur except with the pleasure of Allah, the Majestic and Most High. And His being pleased with the person who is interceded for. Such that he is from the people of Tawheed. As for the unbeliever, the kafir, then Allah will not be pleased with him. And then the Imam continues and finishes this part about intercession by saying, وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الْكَافِرَ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ And the intercession of those who intercede will not benefit the unbeliever. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, So the fact that the intercession of those who intercede will not benefit the unbeliever shows that it will benefit the believers with the conditions which are mentioned by Allah, the Perfect and Most High. Those two conditions. Allah is pleased with the one who is interceding. Allah gives permission for the one who is interceding and that he is pleased with the one who is being interceded for. And then the Imam, he moves on to a section or to a small part about the paradise and the fire, which we'll take next time, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any points of clarification? On page 222 on the fourth line of the explanation وَيَتَبَرَّكُونَ بِبَرَكَتِهِمْ should be وَيَتَبَرَّكُونَ بِتُرْبَتِهِمْ as occurred in the Saudi edition of the book means literally it meant that and they would wait it occurs in the text here and they seek blessings through their blessing or something but it should be بِتُرْبَتِهِمْ instead of بِبَرَكَتِهِمْ and they seek blessing through their turba the soil of their grave
What is the outcome of what do you mean?
What howl? The meaning of howl means a large collection of water.
Yeah, the gulf.
Howl. Oh, howl means seeking help, seeking rescue. The ranch house. Just give off that, seeking God, seeking help and seeking relief from that.
Which one of the three kinds of people?
Shaykh al-Fawzan, Habib Allah, he mentions that As for believers who enter the fire, believers, people of Tawheed, who enter the fire on account of major sins which they've committed, so because of them, some of them will enter the fire. Those who have entered the fire, they will eventually come out from the fire through one of three ways. Either through the intercession of those who intercede, that being after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rest of the prophets and messengers, the angels, the righteous, so on. That's the first. So either through the intercession of those who intercede, or secondly, through the mercy of Allah. Allah just has mercy upon them and takes them out. Or thirdly, that their punishment, their due punishment comes to an end. They put in, they deserve to be punished for a certain time. At a certain time it finishes, so therefore they come out. Allah on our side takes them out. One of those three ways.
You see, everyone across the bridge was Muslim and non-Muslim.
Yeah. Everyone will have to cross the bridge, as it comes in the ayah. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَالِدُوهَا. Said, not one of you except you'll have to cross the bridge. Muslim or Kafir, the Shaykh Fadha actually said, every Muslim, every unbeliever will have to cross. And obviously unbelievers will not make it. They will not make it. That way some of the believers who are guilty of major sins and the like will fall into the fire. So the explainers mentioned that after the Sirat, if the people have managed to cross over the bridge, then there's just a Qamtara. After the Sirat, after the bridge, there's just a Qamtara, an archway or the like, where the believers will be stopped. That is where retribution will be taken from the believers. Any believer who's got any complaint against any other believer, any grievance left in his heart, that will be solved and resolved. And after that, is the gate of Jannah.
Is that Araf?
No, Araf is different. Araf is the height between the barrier, which are the height between Jannah and the Nar, separate.
Okay.
Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafizallah, with regard to the definition of Siraat, the bridge over the fire, he said, the Siraat is the bridge and the cause that it literally leads to where the Al-Qamtara or Al-Jisr, more or less the same thing. Obviously, we know from the authentic narrations that preceded that it's something very similar. When we think of a bridge, we think of a causeway, especially you think of something, you know, huge, like a huge motorway or something, but as we know from the narrations, it's thinner than a hair. Thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword. It's not some major thing, you know, major width or torque, it's that thing. But literally, he said, it is the bridge and the causeway laid across the upper part of the fire, upon which all the people will have to cross it. Nothing will carry them over it except for their deeds. Oh, yes, the notion that it occurs in Sahih Muslim as well, he mentions there are hooks and spikes upon it to catch the people and drag them. Sheikh mentioned, obviously taking the speed being mentioned in the, likewise in the hadith, in the authentic hadith, that some people will cross like the flash of lightning, some people, and the speed getting slower and slower, the people the best deeds will cross like the flash of lightning. So the ones the Sheikh mentioned, that the people will cross like a flash of lightning, some people will cross like a flash of lightning, and secondly, some will cross like the wind with its speed. Some will be like a swift horse. Some will be like camel riders. Some will be running on foot. Some will be running, as I said, some will be running upon his 2 feet, while one will be running upon his 2 feet. And some will be walking and some will be crawling. Much of those, and some will be snatched from it and thrown down to the fire. The author mentioned, وَيَذِلُّ أَنْهُمْ فُجَّارُ, and the wicked will slip down from it, because as people of knowledge mentioned, it is very slippery. Exceedingly thin, exceedingly sharp, and exceedingly slippery. Changes for the lesson, that was the straight up to Israel. Thank you.